Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny and Dusty.
All right, my rock smashes your scissors.
No, not these scissors, pal. This is a special titanium steel alloy developed by NASA for the space program. These scissors that smash the Raptor smithereens.
No, not this rack. This rock happens to be kryptonite.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
No!
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours, whether it's on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, or on twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan, or you party animals on YouTube, youtube.com/1080AMTheFan. Party on, party animals, you sickos on the YouTube chat. How y'all doing? All right. The Dallas Cowboys job is open. And this may be the worst sign of how bad the state of the Cowboys is. Last night, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, Troy Aikman.
Jay-Z lookalike.
Boy, that picture really does.
Oh, boy. It's one of my favorite bits in TV history is them acknowledging its existence.
Yeah. And he's like, well, yeah. It kind of does. I was surprised by it, too.
You know? Instead of, like, not acknowledging it at all, he's like, yeah.
I mean, not much I can really tell you, except for I kind of do.
Yeah, it does.
He now owns a beer company. Mm. Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman went on Monday Night Countdown last night prior to the wild card game between the Rams and the Vikings. And he was asked about this Cowboys job. And this is a long clip, but I think it's worth it. When you have one of your all-time greats saying this about your head coaching position now open.
This job's as coveted as any because you're going to run the Dallas Cowboys. In what direction do you think they ought to look?
Well, I thought Mike McCarthy would be the head coach. So this is a bit of a surprise for me today that he's not going to be. And what went into those conversations that Schefter talked about, I'm not exactly sure. But it suggests that there's not a real plan. I mean, and the fact that they haven't had the opportunity to maybe interview a Ben Johnson and some of these others, Aaron Glenn. I think that what Schefter said as far as Kellen Moore being a candidate, that seems logical to me. A guy who has familiarity with the building. He's worked, obviously, with the Cowboys and with Jerry Jones, and they know each other very well. In fact, when Mike McCarthy got the job, it was told to Mike that Kellen Moore would be the offensive coordinator. So that's how much the Jones family thinks of him. Beyond that, it's hard to imagine. As far as a coveted job, I don't know that that's accurate. I mean, really? I do think the Cowboys are obviously a high-profile team. Whoever is covering or whoever is head coach of that team is certainly going to draw a lot of attention. But I think most football people that take over as a head coach, they want to do it on their terms.
That's fair.
That's hard to do. And it's, you know, if you take a Dan Campbell, for instance, is Dan Campbell Dan Campbell if he's with the Dallas Cowboys? It's hard to imagine that he is. It's hard to imagine that a lot of these coaches might be. So you know, I love the Dallas Cowboys. I played there for 12 years. I wish them well. But to say that it's a coveted job, I'm not sure I would necessarily agree with that.
Yikes. drops it twice in that I'm not sure it's a coveted job because of the way that everything is unfolded. And you think about this. Look at the way they've handled this. We talked about this yesterday. They went down one of two paths that don't make the Cowboys look good at all. Either they wanted to keep Mike McCarthy and they couldn't keep Mike McCarthy, mm-hmm. or they blocked Mike McCarthy from interviewing for the Bears job, knowing that they didn't want him, and missed out on the opportunity to interview guys like Ben Johnson or Aaron Glenn, or if you wanted Matt Nagy or Steve Spagnuolo, the coordinators that had a bye. You missed that opportunity to even interview those guys. So now you're in a spot where you're in no man's land. And then on top of it, you have guys like some of your legends saying, I don't know if this is a coveted job anymore.
No, we've documented over the last 5 years the organizational decisions they've made that have made absolutely no sense. Whether it was paying Zeke or paying Dak or paying CeeDee, like, you just go down the list, guys who they paid versus who they didn't, choices that they made over choices they didn't, when it was very clear which way they should go. And they didn't go that way. You're just sitting there going, oh, no, they're going to keep doing the stupid thing. And now you've got an organization where Jerry Jones is, I mean, is he the most meddlesome owner in sports now? He has to be.
I mean, that list can be very, very long.
It can, but one of them. He doesn't have them. Like, his meddlesome ways, previously, the most destructive thing it did was stop a dynasty.
Yeah.
And forced Jimmy Johnson out. But it's not like you didn't get something out of it.
I think that's a pretty big one.
But again, it's not like you didn't get something out of it,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So beyond that, it was like, you know, that's Jerry. That's Jera, you know?
Ah, there he is. Cheeky fun.
But their relevancy has ceased to exist for 30 years outside of branding.
Yeah. And just being America's team.
Yes.
Like that's been it. Is that everybody's been told, this is America's team. And people have been forced to believe it.
Because they were good when network TV spiked.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Well, and the Steelers didn't want to be America's team. I think people forget that.
Yeah. They wanted to go the other way.
They wanted to be...
The villain.
Well, no, they just didn't want... They didn't want to be labeled as America's team. So Cowboys were like, yeah, we'll take it.
We'll take it.
And that's how it... That's how it happened.
That's the branding behind it. But
that's how it happened.
So you've... Not only do you have Jerry, who is... old and probably not going to be around forever, but you've got his kids who have been in the same meddling ways and who have reinforced and backed these same decisions. But you don't have
stopped him from drafting Johnny Manziel, at least.
Yeah, there you go. That's fair. But you go down the list of things that not only they've gotten wrong, but now that you have to pay for those sins financially. Yeah. Roster-wise, the things that you are now limited upon doing by signing Dak and signing Zeke and signing C, like, you just kind of go down the list and you're just like, I mean, does the Diggs deal look any better now? I mean, it's like...
Well, now, I think what's even more concerning, the Dak contract, and we went over this yesterday, I think you're $89 million committed to him against the cap next year, and then I think it's like 68 and then 61. Like... Yeah, good luck. And then now the buzz is that Dion is one of the leading candidates for that job. Then you're going to have to get out of the Dak contract, which, is, by the way, is going to give you a bunch of dead cap because you're going to trade him, and that will be dead cap. And then you have to trade up to go and get Shedeur Sanders because the Cowboys are at 12 right now. And
if you're Dion, you can't tell enough teams. You can't tell five quarterback needy teams that he's not going to come play for you.
Watch him.
You think he can get it all into 12? Because I think they got to get it at least into like eighth.
Well, you know who the other guy is? And this is the most crazy thing when you hear the reasoning. Jason Witten.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Witten, because he was a tight end, and Jerry Jones feels like that he can Dan Campbell this, because Dan Campbell was a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why wouldn't Jason Witten be able to? Jason Witten's a high school football coach.
Mm-hmm. And a part-time broadcaster.
He's a high school football coach. Mm-hmm. Going to go from the sidelines of a private high school to the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm.
There's no pressure there. There's nothing to deal with there.
Dan Campbell, and like, Campbell wasn't nearly the player that Witten was.
No.
But you know what he did? worked his butt off as a as an assistant coach to work his way up to the position that he's in. And Witten is just going to go and born on third. Think you hit a triple right there because Jerry Jones loves him. Like, I'm worried if I'm a Cowboys fan.
There's no way out here.
Kind of laughing.
Oh, no. It's, I mean, look, Deion is the funniest timeline.
Yeah.
It is the most it is the most unhinged and funny, obnoxious, over. Like, if you think ESPN is cranked up now, wait till that hiring happens.
Well, and you know what? Like, this is the most predictable thing of all time, though, because of the fact that Deion just said, I ain't going nowhere, right? Oof. You've been sniffing around a couple jobs because those have been widely reported. I think you might be going somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's so dumb, but and again, they went further on ESPN at halftime. They had Schefter on, you know, as SVP and Kelsey and somebody else. And every single time they talked about the Deion potential, they were like, yeah, when he gets there. Yeah, when he gets there. Yeah, when he gets the job. I'm like, well, I mean, you know, if. You know, if. And well, it was like they were caveating after the fact, and it just felt like, is this done?
Well, that also makes sense, though, because it's like the train wreck of the Dallas Cowboys would totally do it. It makes too much sense.
Yes.
And I think Kelsey's like really hyping that up because he would love to see that as an Eagles guy.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? 100%. And like, I would love to know unfiltered what Troy Aikman thinks of Deion Sanders as the head coach. I would love to know.
Yeah.
As the Cowboys head coach.
I would. I'm here for it.
I would love to know what that looked like. When they do the pregame meetings between those two, come on. You wouldn't want to be in the room for that?
I would.
That'd be fun.
I would. All right. Well, there's your Cowboys update. Goodness gracious almighty. Hey, Blazers actually have a big one tonight. The Brooklyn Nets come to town. Didn't think I'd be saying this, but here we are. 13-25 versus 13-26 in Moda. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.